Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, we're joined by Chris Marchese, and we're going to be talking about one of the more recent rulings in the state of Utah, which kind of halted Utah's Social Media Regulation Act from going into effect. Originally, it was supposed to go into effect on October 1st, but thanks to this lawsuit, that is not the case. So, Chris, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you again for taking the time to come talk with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on, Aiden.
So when that verdict came out, I was excited because we've talked about it before, and this regulation act, it's a bit of a governmental overreach, kind of taking away the parental rights from parents as well as violating their First Amendment rights to speech. Now, on page 16 of this verdict, it reads, Net Choice has shown that it's substantially likely to succeed on the merits of its claim that the entire act violates the U.S. Constitution. Now, when you first saw that line, what was kind of the thought process when you saw that you were found kind of correct in the claim that the act violates the Constitution?
You know, first and foremost, we are always excited when judges deliver First Amendment victories. So we saw this opinion and we were stoked. You know, we celebrated internally. We made sure to update our stakeholders to get it out to the press. We were really excited to make sure everybody saw this decision because we're so proud of it. But, you know, we also have to remember that even though we are winning these cases, the only reason why we have these cases is because lawmakers keep passing unconstitutional laws that violate people's First Amendment rights. And so while we are so happy that judges are agreeing with us, we would much rather not be in this position to start with.
Yeah, absolutely. And then kind of speaking on these lawmakers, what do you think is going to come next for them? Do you think the state is going to appeal this decision, or do you think they're going to realize they really have no legal standing when it comes to the constitutionality of the act?
So we did see a quote, I believe, by Governor Spencer Cox yesterday saying he was disappointed in the ruling and that the state is going to defend the law with, you know, the full force of the state's, resources. So I think that indicates that the state is at least considering appealing its law. But I do wonder whether this decision might change the way they feel about the law, because the judge did not mince words. You know, it's very clearly unconstitutional. The various provisions are all unconstitutional. I mean, the entire law was enjoined, not just like one part of it or two parts of it, the entire law. So, you know, under, you know, reasonable circumstances, we might expect the state to just minimize its losses and go home. But, you know, it sounds like the state might be considering an appeal.
And everything social media-wise that's gone on within the state has kind of been the focus of Utah Governor Spencer Cox. I mean, earlier in the summer, he declared that Fridays be phone-free Fridays. He's declared it one of the biggest health risks to the youth of the state. But passing laws like this one and kind of keep fighting for them, even though they consistently are getting overturned in court, it seems kind of like a waste of taxpayer dollars in my mind.
Not only is it a waste of taxpayer dollars, but it needlessly puts Utahns at risk. So recent studies show that about 25%, so a quarter of teenagers, will have their identity stolen before the age of 25. With Utah's law, if it were allowed to take effect, where you have to, you know, provide either facial recognition or your driver's license or other private information just to access lawful content online, you're going to increase that risk manyfold. And so, you know, this is one of these weird things where lawmakers say that they want to protect minors, they want to protect teenagers, and then they pass laws that put them at greater risk. Like, you know, the number one victim group of cybersecurity scams and identity theft is actually minors. And so not only is the state wasting money on defending an unconstitutional law, it is actually violating the constitutional rights of its own citizens and putting them in greater danger of cybersecurity theft.
And then we last time we talked about this, oral arguments were first heard by the court, that was on the tail end of the massive Social Security leak that had just occurred across the United States. And it really kind of highlighted in my mind the danger that this would put minors in, as well as parents. Most citizens of Utah would have to verify their identity for the to access social media if this law were to go into effect. So that would put, like you said, so many citizens at an increased danger of cybersecurity threats.
Totally. And you know what else is interesting about this decision is the judge sort of took Utah at its word and like looked at the various things that the state said in written materials and at oral arguments about, you know, hey, look, like teenagers and minors have bad experiences online. They're being hurt and harmed and all these things. And the judge said, wait a second, the evidence is not there. The state has not provided evidence of any of the things that it's saying. Yes, we know that some people have negative experiences online, and that is important, and we need to address that. But what the court said is like, look, you're trying to violate the First Amendment. You're putting your citizens at risk of, you know, identity theft, and you don't even have any evidence that there's a real problem that you're trying to solve. So it's really disconcerting.
Now, let's jump back to when you initially first heard this verdict and when it was first released. What was that like the first time you realized that you had won this case?
I mean, we were elated. You know, every victory we get excited, we're happy, we're relieved. But in this one, this case is very close to our heart because, you know, we tried so hard to get Utah not to pass this unconstitutional law. We offered, you know, effective alternatives like digital literacy in the public schools and educating parents about all the tools and resources available to them to keep their kids safe. And the state just didn't want to hear it. You know, the state was really adamant that it wanted to fight this in court. And so when we got this victory, you know, we were very excited because, like, again, we would prefer that it never became law in the first place. But the state wanted a legal fight, and the court ruled on the side of the First Amendment. So that's huge for us. On a personal level, we were really proud of it.
And I think it's definitely something you should be proud of. I mean, you're taking on a state government and being able to, it's kind of a David and Goliath situation, but being able to take them on and come away with a victory in that, it's impressive. Now, you've won cases like this in Texas, Mississippi, Ohio, Arkansas, California, and now Utah. Do you believe that these cases are going to help establish more of a national precedent regarding these types of laws?
Absolutely. So it's twofold. You know, our cases are relying on precedents that the Supreme Court has said for decades. So in our mind, you know, all of these things were clearly unconstitutional when lawmakers were considering them. But now that they have become law and we have challenged them in court, we are just doubling down on the precedents that show that governments cannot infringe their citizens' First Amendment rights. They cannot prevent citizens from reading what they want to read, from posting what they want to post. And that's really significant for the First Amendment because, like, the rulings that we are getting are not just limited to social media. These are going to help future generations of Americans stand up for their First Amendment rights when future government actors decide that they too want to violate the First Amendment. And so it's definitely helping solidify free speech in this country.
Now, Chris, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
All I will share is your lawmakers are representing you, and they are violating your rights in the process. And so please, please talk to your lawmakers, tell them to stay, you know, out of your living room, stay away from your kids. These are decisions for your family to make, and encourage lawmakers to focus on constitutional alternatives instead.
Well, Chris, thank you so much again. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Again, that was Chris Marchese, and we were talking about NetChoice's recent victory in halting Utah's Social Media Regulation Act from going into effect. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.